If you have your Bibles, turn in them this morning to the book of John, John's Gospel. St. John, that one that was the beloved disciple of our Lord, that one that leaned on his bosom, that one that went all the way to the cross with him, that one that wouldn't even call his name his own name, but when he referred to himself, he would say that other disciple, or the disciple whom Jesus loved. I don't know about you this morning, but I'd like to leave this world and leave a testimony that I loved Jesus. But John was more concerned with leaving a testimony that Jesus loved him. Amen. I believe it goes both ways, because we love him because he first loved us. Amen. I appreciate you being here. I'm excited about the day. I'm excited about the week. As Brother Brian said, I don't know if he's tossed and turned any, but I do. Amen. Friday night was, I had a lot on my mind, and the Bible school was part of it. But you know, it looks like by now I would have just learned to trust him. He comes through every time. Amen. And but sometimes we get a little uneasy. And you know, part of it is, Sister Danita, we just want it all to go right, don't we? We want to be a blessing to the kids. And we want them to have fun. And we want them to learn the Bible. And we want to put them seeds in there that one day may spring up into everlasting life. And it's a serious matter. Amen. Every one of us that teach in the Bible school or have anything to do in the Bible school will give an account to God one day after a while for everything that we've done. And we ought to give it our best shot. Amen. I'm excited about it. I really am. John chapter number 1. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. I don't know, you know, what people that believe that God just wants to save a few, I don't know what they do with a verse like that. He came that all men through him might believe. Later I'll read a verse, this was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. There'll be no excuse in that day. John said he was not that light. Speaking of John the Baptist, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, I thank you for the privilege to read the Bible. I thank you for the privilege today, Lord, to preach the Bible. Lord, I pray today that something will be said, God, that be a blessing to these dear people that have met here today. Lord, I know, Lord, that there are many that are sick and under the weather. And Lord, we prayed last night. We pray on Wednesday nights, our Father, especially for those. And there's a long list of people that have needs. Meet every need, Lord. Lord, right now in this service, Lord, we need you. We need your power. We need your presence, Lord. Lord, that your purpose might be carried out in this meeting. Lord, before the foundation of the world, you knew who would be sitting in this meeting this morning. I pray, Lord, save that one that's unsaved. Strengthen the Christian this morning. Lord, that one that's out of fellowship, Lord, with God, I pray, Lord, cold and indifferent, I pray today their heart would be warmed. Lord, bless our people. Help us, our Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sometime back, a man that I love dearly said, "Preacher, I want to give you a thought." And I went away from it and just forgot about it. And I told him to preach it himself, just develop it and preach it himself. Last night as I was meditating and I was studying, I know the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of things I don't know, but I know the Holy Ghost, amen. I'm glad he knows me, amen. I want to bring a thought this morning entitled, "Without Him." Here in the Word of God, the Bible said, "Without Him," in verse number 3, "all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." I found this interesting. That phrase is only found one time in the entire Bible. One time. Now, you might find they were without God, but the phrase "without Him" is only found one time in the Word of God. And I believe there's something here in this passage of Scripture, these verses that I just read, that the Lord would have us to magnify this morning. Let me just get started for the sake of time. Amen. First of all, without Him, there is no beginning. The Word of God said right here, "In the beginning was the Word." Let me say this to you this morning. This is not talking about a beginning for Him. You can't find His beginning. From everlasting to everlasting, He's God. Amen. But this is a beginning point for you and I, a place that we can start. And can I say this especially this morning to our young people that are going off to college? If you've got this nailed down, you won't let the rest of that mess you up. I'm telling you, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. If you get that right, you can get the rest of it right. But if you get that wrong, then you'll get the rest of it wrong. Amen. That'll be one of the first things, one of those liberal, my friend, professors wants to try to do is tear down the foundation. And the Word of God said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I say, without Him, there's no beginning. But thank God we know where it started, how it started, and who started it. The God of the Bible, the God of the Word of God. Without Him, not only is there no beginning in this text, the Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." But without Him, there's no Bible. I want you to think about that for just a minute. Did you know that you could take the Bible out of a lot of pulpits in America, and it wouldn't make any difference? They didn't carry one up there, no way. All they carried up there was man's psychology, amen, and man's idea about things, amen. You could take the Bible out of many, my friend, people that call themselves children of the living God. You could take it out of their home, and it wouldn't make one difference in what happens in their home this week. But you and I, my friend, that love the Lord and love our Bible, we know that without Him, we would not have a Bible. Amen. We would not have a Bible. I want to give you a couple of things right here. This stirred up my heart. Amen. I remembered studying this out years ago. The Bible is a marvelous book. It's a miraculous book. 66 books were written by 35 authors. Now, when I say 35 authors, I want you to know I'm speaking on the human side. Because there's only one author to the Word of God. Amen. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You say, "Preacher, how can 35 men write 66 books over a period of 1,500 years? And it all jives." I'll tell you how. The Holy Ghost was the one in charge of writing the Bible. And without Him, you see, Jesus is the living Word. And our Bible is the written Word. And that's the authority that you and I look to today. Without Him, there's no Bible. You think about the miracle of the Bible. God uses educated man, uneducated men.
He uses fishermen and farmers and kings and public officials. He uses physicians. He uses teachers. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say God used many different men from many different backgrounds, but it was the God of heaven that was using them. And God can use you. And God can use me. God can use your children. He can use my children. He can use your grandchildren. And He can use my grandchildren. Because God can use anybody that will submit themselves unto Him. And the Bible is a book of many subjects. In the Bible, you'll find poetry. You'll find history. You'll find drama. You'll find religion. You'll find science. You'll find law. You'll find biography. And you'll find prophecy. There are many subjects in the Bible. But listen to me, without Him, we wouldn't have a Bible in our lap this morning. I want you to think about that for just a minute. I don't know about you, but my Bible is precious to me. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. It's the Word of God that convicts me. It's the Word of God that cleanses me. And the Bible said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. How we have to have the Bible. But without Him, we wouldn't know about the beginning. Without Him, we wouldn't have a Bible. Thirdly, without Him, look what the Bible said here. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Is Olivia in the nursery, honey? She's over here. I'm not going to come back there and get her. Y'all will think I'm partial. I hadn't seen Olivia in a few days. And she came through on the side over there, and I was talking, I think, to Brother Zeke or somebody back there in the corner. And they were saying, watch, she's looking for Papa. I tell you, I'm one of the greatest Papas she's got. Say amen. Amen. And I spoke to her. I want to say, thirdly, without Him, there's no beauty. I'll tell you, some of y'all got some, like Miss Eve, you got some of them roses planted around the house. Some of you got some of them flowers around the house. And some of you got trees and shrubs. And I'm telling you, the Bible said without Him, it said all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Oh, I thank God, listen, for the beauty that He's given us. For I looked last week out the window of the hospital, and I couldn't believe, as I was looking from Brother Charles's room, the moon as it came up through the clouds, and just the beauty of it all. All I could do was say, thank God, You know where we are, Lord. You know what we need, Lord. I'm telling you, without Him, there's no beauty in creation. Without Him, there's no beauty in our children. Without Him, there's no beauty in our church. It's Jesus that makes it beautiful. And without Him, there is no beauty. Without Him, the Bible said all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Oh, I tell you this morning, I thank God for the wonder of it all. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light, the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced, is one day my heart was darkened by sin. And it was such a dark place. But the light shined in darkness. And the darkness couldn't do anything about it. It just had to give way to the light. Amen. Oh, thank God that God took a heart that was ugly and made it beautiful in the sight of God. There's no beauty without Him. Number four, there's no bearing witness without Him. Why did we go out yesterday to bear witness of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? When we go out and we knock on doors and we invite children and we invite moms and dads, and I'm excited about that. I ran into a mom and a dad. Their children have been riding the van, and they said, we're going to be coming. They definitely promised to come Friday night. And Brother Jeff told me they're already talking about coming to church. Let me tell you, that's what it's all about. I can't wait for them to get in here Friday night and tell them a little bit about what the kids have been doing, and let them see the children and let them see the program. And I just want to love on them a little bit. They're young people, and they need Christ. They need the Lord. They need a little direction. But without Him, there would be no beauty. And without Him, there would be no bearing witness to those that are lost around us. The Bible said here, John, the Bible said there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. Let me say this to you. I believe there's some men that get so caught up in their self, they forget they're not that light. But they're sent to bear witness of that light. Oh, I tell you, in and of ourselves there is no light. But in Him, hallelujah, the one that lives in us, He is the light of the world. And when He moves in, we can be a reflection of His light to the world that lives around us. Without Him, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without Him, we can't bear witness. Without Him, we can't bring forth fruit. You see, the Bible said we're laborers together. Listen to this little phrase, with Him. You know what I believe? A mistake that's made sometimes that many people, they want to work for the Lord, but they forget you can't work for the Lord unless you're willing to work with the Lord. Amen. It's not you go out there and work for Him, but He goes out there with you and works through you. Amen. That is the way the work of the Lord is accomplished. Amen. Without Him, there's no bearing witness. Number five, without Him, there's no believing. Watch what the Word of God said here. In verse number 9, the same. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Watch this now. Even to them that believe on His name. Without Him, there'd be no believing. Without Him, there would be no new birth. Without Him, my friend, there'd be no such thing as a Christian. They were called Christians first in Antioch. Without Him, there'd be no such thing as a church. Without Him, there'd be no such thing, my friend, as a place called heaven where the children of God will meet one day after a while. Without Him, there'd be no such thing as the marriage of the Lamb. Without Him, there'd be no such thing as a new Jerusalem. Those are the things that pertain to blood-washed believers. And without Him, there'd be no believers. There'd be no believers. John said here, he came unto his own. He said, they're born. They're not born of blood, not of the will of the flesh. That blood means your bloodline and my bloodline. That means I'm not going, Brother Larry, because my grandpa was a preacher. And I'm not going because my daddy was a deacon. Amen. And my grandpa was a good preacher, and my daddy still is a wonderful deacon to the man of God and the church and the people of God. But I'm not born of blood. I'm not born of the will of flesh. I'm born of God. Born again. And there's no believing without Him. Without Him, there's no beginning. Without Him, there's no Bible. Without Him, there's no beauty. Without Him, there's no bearing witness. Without Him, there's no believing. And without Him, there's no beholding. Look at verse 14. The Bible said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. You see, if you want to say, somebody says, well, I wonder what God's like. You ever heard, thought about that? I tell you what you do. Just look at Jesus. That's why God sent Him. Amen. He wanted us to know what He was like. And I tell you, Jesus is God incarnate, walking around, and God let us behold the glory of God in His Son, the Lord Jesus. But without Him, there's no beholding. The Bible said he's full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, and he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. The Bible said in John 1:36, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, without him there is no beholding. Behold, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know what the Lamb of God does? He doesn't put off our sin for another year. He takes away our sin for all eternity. Bless his name. Without him, there's no beholding. Let me get this last thing. Stay with me a few minutes. Without him, there's no blessing. Let me show you. I'm going to tell you, Brother Ralph, I'm just like you, Brother Larry, when you was talking about your heart. I sit down there on that front pew sometimes, and it's all I can do just to keep from exploding. I look up there, and I see them from real little ones in the choir singing to my friend teenagers to young adults and middle-aged adults and senior citizens, and they're all singing about the same Savior. And I go down and I look from face to face to face, and it just looks like they know who they're singing about and what they're singing about. And I tell you, it blesses the pastor's heart just to hear you sing unto him. But without him, there's no blessing. Without him, there's no blessing. The Bible said in verse number 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Let me share a little bit with you this morning. You stay with me a few minutes. I ain't been preaching long. Stay with me a few minutes. I'm not talking about the years I've been preaching. I'm talking about this morning. I've not been preaching long. I told Chris yesterday, I said, we're going to take some food out there after a while. The church is, and thank the Lord for that. And I told her about 1 o'clock. And the reason I said about, because you can't never tell about that pastor. Amen. Sometimes he runs out of wind, but sometimes God gives him a second wind. Amen. You get a hold of this right here, and I believe it'll help you. Think about this. Without him, there's no blessing. I'm going to give you something that I studied out last night. I looked up this song, and I'm not a singer. Maybe somebody pick this up and sing it. But the words of the song are, Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Jesus, my Jesus, without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Stay with me. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 10. Isaiah chapter number 10. I want to say two things this morning in this blessing. There's no blessing, number one, nationally without him. And in a moment, I'll get to the second point. There's no blessing personally without him. Watch this. In Isaiah chapter number 10. Isaiah chapter number 10. Without him. Isaiah 10. We're going to read a few verses of scripture here because it needs to be read. Verse number 1. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees. Has anybody been paying attention? In the good old United States of America? Has anybody been paying attention? Are there any unrighteous decrees in the country that we live in? The Bible said, my friend, without him, we can do nothing. You know what I believe? I believe we're living in a nation that believes we can make it just fine without him. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Then why all the unrighteous decrees? Why is it all right for a man to kiss on a man and a woman to kiss on a woman and marry one another? Why is it all right to kill the babies? Why is it all right to get drunker than a skunk? Why are the drugs rampant? Why are they killing one another in our cities? I tell you why. There's a curse called sin. And the only thing that can, my friend, curb sin is the word of the living God. When you bypass the law of God and take up the law of man, you've bypassed the blessings of God. Listen to what he said. To turn aside the needy from judgment, to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, that they may rob the fatherless. And what will you do in the day of visitation and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? Without me, look at that. Without me, they shall bow down under the prisoners. They shall fall under the slain. For all this anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Let me tell you, this is speaking of the judgment of God that's going to be carried out through the Assyrians on the Israelites that are trying to make it without him in that generation. And judgment is coming to this country unless we realize we can't make it without him. We gotta have him. You want to know why our country is drifting like a ship without a sail? It's because we're trying to live without him. We need him. The law was given by Moses. By the way, they don't even care nothing about that law. If they did, you see, years ago a preacher talked to one of them people that writes them sitcoms. And they said you can't have a successful sitcom unless you break at least 3 of the 10 commandments while you're making the sitcom. In other words, there's got to be some stealing or some lying or some cheating or some adultery or fornication. Say amen right there. Or some boozing it up, drinking it up, amen. There's got to be something going on that breaks the law of God in order that the people in America will sit and laugh at it. Without him. I'm going to be plain this morning. Let me just skip a few verses. Read verse number 11. Look at verse number 11. Shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? I want to say this morning, shall he not do to America just the same thing he did to Jerusalem and their idols? You mark her down, honey. I'm not backing up right here. The blessings of God are fleeing from our nation. And God's people, most of them are asleep and don't even realize that the blessing is going away. The law came by Moses. But hallelujah, grace and truth, it don't come by the White House. It comes by Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Lord. Without him, there's no blessing. I'm going to tell you something. When I started out in school, these young people won't believe this. Well, some of them will because they think I'm older and dirt anyway. When I started out in school, Brother Richard, every once in a while, if the sound system gets a little out of balance, you get that key up sound, that high-pitched noise, and but it was every morning when I went to school. They'd come on there, you'd hear a little click, and then they'd get it tuned in, you know what I mean? And so-and-so is going to lead us in prayer. They'd get done praying, and they'd even say something like this, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm trying to help us to see. We got to get under a burden for our country. I love Olivia. She is so beautiful. But what in the world is it going to be if we don't turn? If we don't turn? If we don't turn? Oh, my friend, without him, there's no blessing. And somebody else in the faculty would come and read a passage of Scripture every morning. They didn't apologize for it. They didn't have 25 versions to choose from either. Help me right there. They got that old King James Bible and read it over the intercom. And you say, preacher, what did it do to them young? As far as I know, my friend, it didn't hurt a one of them. Say amen. I can still remember it. And I might be standing here today because of some seed that was sown in my heart way back then. Without him, there's no blessing. There's a song, and I can't remember all of it. It says, God bless America, land that I love. Then, like Brother Charlie stood beside her. Amen. God has stood beside her and guided her through the night with a light from above. We're in the night with very little light from above. It's hard for me to pray, God bless America. It's easy for me to pray, God forgive America. If you'll read the prophets of old, my friend, listen, they may have been walking with God, but they entered right into the sin of the nation. They said, oh God, we need you to forgive us. And that's easy for me to pray, not only God forgive us, but God help us. God help us. We need God's help. Without him, there's no blessing. There's no blessing nationally, and there's no blessing personally. Listen to the rest of this song. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Many nations are drifting, but many individuals are drifting. Personally, without him, I would be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved. Without him, life would be worthless. But with Jesus, thank God Almighty, I'm saved. Amen. Personally. Mark chapter 10, verse number 27. I close with this verse this morning. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. Brother Rose, this is the only reason I keep going. Brother, when I look at this situation, it's impossible with men. But here's what we better not forget. Not with God. For with God, I've magnified it through the whole service without him, but with God. You got a wayward youngin'? Without him, he'll never get help. But with God, all things are possible. Say amen. We've got a wayward country. Without him, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Looks to me like he's the one that makes the difference. Did you know this? Everybody in this room is going to die. The only way we'd escape that would be for the rapture to take place, and in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, we'd be changed, caught up together with him in the clouds. But listen to me. What makes the difference when people die? Let me tell you. Two little phrases. Without him. Think about that. You die without him. I don't care who you are, who your daddy was, who your granddaddy was. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how many Sunday school pens you've got. I don't care how many times you've read the Bible through. You die without him, you'll bust hell wide open. He's the one that makes the difference. He is my entrance into that city. But with God, without him, it's hell. But with him, it's heaven. Oh, what a wonderful time I've had fellowshipping with Brother Charlie, with his family. And isn't it sad that so many people are so confused about eternity when it just boils down to Him? With Him or without Him? With Him or without Him? I've had people tell me this. There's some here in the, like Sister Karen and others in the medical profession, and I'm sure it's not true always, but they tell me that many times they can tell as they watch somebody leave out of this world, whether they're leaving out with Him or without Him. I don't know about you this morning, but if my old heart just blows up and I fall over, I'm glad before this carcass hits the ground, I'll be with Him. I might not know when I'm going. I might not know where I'll be when I go. But I know where I'm going when I go. You said, "Preacher, I don't know why you preach like you do. I could wrap it up like this. I want you to go with me." It's so wonderful. I just want you to go with me. Brother Travis, I want Jason to go with me. Since he won't let me have his coveralls, I just want him to go with me to heaven anyway. Amen. I don't think they'll fit. Do you, Brother Mike? They'd have to be stretched just a wee little bit. Amen. I want your children and grandchildren to go with me. I want my children and grandchildren to go with me. I want these children that will come through here in Bible school and their parents to go with us. With Him, they can go. Without Him, they can't go. Do you have Him in your heart? Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Without Him, how lost I would be. Let's pray. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one looking around. Brother Ralph, if you and Sister Becky would come, I sure would appreciate it. Thank you. Without Him, no beginning, no Bible, no beauty, no bearing witness, no believing, no beholding, and no blessing without Him. Oh, how we need Him. If you're without Him this morning, and He's speaking to your heart, I would to God that you would not leave this building without Him. You don't have to do that. You can come to Him. He said, "He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out." Come to Jesus. Trust Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I beg you. Father in heaven, as we stand and sing this song of invitation, I pray that those words would ring in our ears. Without Him. Without Him. Without Him. Lord, every one of us has loved ones. If they died today, they would die without Him. How we need to be in this altar praying for them. Every one of us, Lord, has grandchildren maybe, or children maybe, that are in trouble without Him. How we need to be in this altar praying for them. God, I pray today that You'd help that sinner, that one that came through those doors without Him. Help them, Lord, that they might not leave without Him. They would come and trust Jesus. Come, turn from their sin and turn to the Lord this morning.